This is the Charger Online Podcast.
I've never done a podcast before, so this is going to be interesting.
I think so as well. There's a part of me that wants to go back and press the play button just so I can hear and make sure that we are actually doing it correct. Can you say some more stuff?
What exactly do you want me to say, Beckley?
Well, I just wanted to get a sound check. So tell me about what it's like being a student here at Carroll High School.
Well, you
can pull up a seat if you want.
No, it's too much work. I don't know how far this can go. No.
You can move the bag.
Okay, that works too. All right.
Okay. So you're graduating early.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like? Why are you graduating so early?
Well, I'm graduating early. I mean, this probably isn't the way to do it, but basically I got told I couldn't graduate early, so I'm kind of just doing it to prove them wrong.
Who told you that you couldn't?
Just some family, friends. They didn't really think I could do it because I came from an online school. So...
Mm-hmm.
I decided to go back to school and I could get the whole high school experience. And I was like, you know what? Might as well graduate early and get on my feet. Plus, I don't really like doing homework and spending 8 hours a day in a school.
Right. Well, I do because that's my job. what if you don't like doing this, what made you come back to school? Why did you go to online in the first place? Why did you come here? Tell us the story behind that.
So the reason why I went to online was because I was actually getting bullied and they ended up having to take me out because they couldn't figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for a few years and realized that I really missed like socializing with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had like homeschooling groups, but I never really got along with any of the kids because they were already a clique themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So plus my mom got us kicked out of a homeschool group over the whole Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton election.
Oh. Oh, that's a story. We have to. I mean, I don't mind going down a different road, but honestly, we do want to hear that story a little bit later, so you will definitely have to tell that because that sounds very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
But tell us more about your experience in the homeschool and what brought you back into... What school were you going to before homeschool?
I was going to Eastside up in Butler.
Okay.
It was really interesting because it was a junior high. So you mm-hmm. went from an elementary school up to sixth grade and then you switched over to a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not have 7 minute period, like our passing times during our periods. So we had 4 minutes
mm-hmm.
and our classes were scattered all over the place. So running places, that was definitely a thing.
Well, couldn't have been as big as Carroll, could it have?
No, it's about like half the size of Carroll, maybe a little bigger than that. But still, I mean, that's a great thing, though, is I feel like Carroll schedules, they help you stay, like, in the area so you're mm-hmm. not running everywhere, unless you have a class down in the Freshman Center, but...
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, did you guys move when you came here? Is that why Carroll became a place for you to be?
Yeah, so we lived up in Spencerville,
mm-hmm.
and when I went to online, we moved to Huntertown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm tired of spending time sitting at a computer mm-hmm. and staying at home. I want to go out and see the world. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, and Carroll is the world.
It, I don't know. We got a lot of things going on over here.
Yes.
So, but no, I just kind of wanted to get the whole experience and
mm-hmm.
I had family go here and they really liked it. My cousin actually used to be really into their show choir.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was like, you know what? They have a lot to offer here. You guys are known very well for like your education, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure I went to a place where I was going to learn something, not just like I wanted a good recommendation for mm-hmm. like when I go off to college.
Okay. So are you planning on going off to college?
Yes, I got accepted into Trine.
Cool.
Up in Angola, so.
Cool. What are you going to be studying?
Elementary education.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just say yeah. that yeah, I don't really like going to school for 8 hours? You do know where elementary education majors wind up working, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you see the contradiction there?
I want to, I don't want to go to like a public school though. I want to work more in like Montessori schools.
Okay.
I think they're a lot.
Still a school.
It's still a school, yes. But it's a lot more interesting because it's their own, like, they learn at their own pace.
Okay. I don't know enough about Montessori to, Montessori or Montessori?
Montessori.
Okay. I don't know enough about that. I did, there was someone that I used to work with that wound up teaching at the one here in Fort Wayne that feeds into, I think, Wayne New Tech.
Oak Farm or, oh, I don't remember.
It was in the old Ben Geyer High School, or the old Ben Geyer Junior High. I forget the name of what they called it, though.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
But it's over by Bishop Lewers.
Yeah.
Just right down there, yeah.
No, they are really exciting. They're, like, you work at your own pace, and you do, it's not like a traditional, I mean, I, like, personally never been able to job shadow, like, the school itself, but, like, just from, like, my neighbor, her son goes there, and he says it's a lot more, you do a lot more crafts and stuff. It's not just worksheets all the time, or it's not just spending time alone on the computer. And I'm very, like, I want to get students out of using technology. I'm the old base, like, let's read a book and let's do that instead.
I understand the feeling. But yet, here you are working on a newspaper that's not on paper.
Yep.
Doing a podcast on something that won't be on the radio.
Nope.
It'll still be downloaded onto your smartphone, and hopefully everyone will download and listen to it and go, wow, this is the best thing I've ever heard. This is the first one ever. They can only get better from here. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to hear this. I mean, I'm actually enjoying this right now, too. I'm going, I have never interviewed anyone and recorded it like this.
This is pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm absolutely enjoying this. Do you have any questions for me? I mean, we could turn this around since you do work on the paper and you are a reporter. You could actually interview a little bit as well. Not that this will be our normal format. We don't know what our format will be. We're just testing stuff out right now.
So, I know, okay, I know you teach, or you were teaching at, was it Northside? Or
Northrop.
Northrop. So, like, why did you want to be a teacher?
I'd just gotten out of the newspaper, kind of, like, lost my, at the Journal Gazette, I kind of lost my heart for it. Lost, you know, the desire to do it, just didn't, you know, just lost my motivation for it. And I wasn't happy there, so I started doing, you know, reevaluating the life and going, well, where was I happy? Like, well, when I was in college, that was, I was very happy doing that. It's like, okay, so that's school. What jobs can you get working in a school? Like, oh, well, there's teacher. Okay, cool. So I didn't know if it was going to work out, but I went into teaching and just absolutely loved it. It's the best job. I've had this job for longer than anything. So this has been the best job I've ever had, and I enjoy doing it. I don't have any strange desires to move up into administration or anything like that. I mean, I appreciate what they do, and we have some great administrators here, but it's just something that I don't feel driven to do. I like where everything changes around day to day in the classroom. And there's always something new. There's always something, there's always a challenge. There's always something a little bit different going on every single day. And it's not the same old, same old. You're not sitting in a cubicle. You're not always checking in with, you know, the person above you or below you or anything like that. You kind of have a little bit of autonomy, which I appreciate. I got the same thing when I was a reporter too, that there is some autonomy when you go out there and you dig for the story yourself. And that was kind of nice. I enjoyed that, you know, so having that freedom is quite important to me. If ever I do anything else education wise, it might be going into guidance. Just, you know, you get a chance to talk to kids and try to help out. But then again, there's a lot of paperwork and I desperately try to avoid paperwork whenever chance I get.
I got that.
paperwork is the devil.
So how long have you actually been working as a teacher now?
I did my student teaching here, actually, back before, I think that was in 04.
Really?
Yeah, so about 15, yeah, I just got my, I had to redo my license, because you got to redo it every 5 years, so I just redid it over last summer. And I did it here, and I can't say my experience was good. It was a rather negative experience.
Oh, no.
in high school, it was. It wasn't the kids. It was more of some of the or one of the teachers that I was paired up with, and I don't want to speak ill of anyone, so I won't. But you know who you are. And then I went and did my middle school teaching at Indian Springs in Columbia City and absolutely loved that. So I figured I like the middle school. I will stay in the middle school. And I started teaching at a place called Crossroad Children's Home and was there for about 5 years, probably 1 year too long, just because it's such a stressful place. Most of the students come from conditions and situations that few of us could ever understand how bad it is. Just the worst stories that you've ever heard about kids, you know, of people doing things to children. Those are the stories that you dealt with on a daily basis. And it was tough. It was heartbreaking, and it was, made you angry, made you upset. It just constant, it was constant every single day. And, you know, 5 years was a good time. I know there's someone who's been there for, well, he was there when I was there for about 30 years. So he could do it. I couldn't do 30, not there. It was just too much. It was just too many difficult personalities, too many difficult things to deal with. It's basically like if you had a class full of, if you can think back to, or you can think right now, you know, the kid that causes the most trouble in every class that you have, a class full of those times 10. You know, just the behaviors are 10 times worse, you know, so, and it's not, I don't want to say it's their fault or anything like that, but there's definitely some things going on that have been done to those kids that you go, how do you survive that? And they've all had their worst fear realized. They've all lost a parent because it's a residential treatment facility, so they've been taken away from the home for whatever reason, whether the parent is incarcerated or the parent did, you know, an amazing amount of drugs or, you know, just other strange things, death at times as well. So that was a tough time. But then I went to a charter school at the old YWCA. Yeah, it's the old YWCA. Before that, I think it used to be a Catholic, it was a church, but it was also like a, it was also a residential treatment facility. But it was, this was after, we were there, we were a charter school, it was Imagine Master Academy. Good 2 years there, still working in middle school, enjoyed that for the most part. I won't ever teach at a charter school again. I enjoyed the people. I enjoyed the kids. And a lot of my kids, I still remain friends with them. And they're like becoming grown-ups now, having kids and getting married and teaching. And one's in Indonesia right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I went to Northrop. The principal there was Mrs. Allersmeyer, Barb Allersmeyer. And when I was in the seventh grade, she was at the middle school that I was at. She was an assistant principal there. So I never was able to look at her with grown-up eyes. I was always like a seventh grader around her, and she still had this look that was just, this look that just burned right through your soul, scared you to death. And it's like, oh yeah, did you ever get the Allersmeyer look? Yeah, it's scary. Like, I know. It is. It's frightening. And then after that, I had an opportunity to come here. Wasn't sure if I was going to do it, and just talked to Mrs. Benz in particular, because she was at Northrop. We were very close there, so that really helped me make the decision.
She's a great teacher.
I like her a lot.
Wasn't Mr. Booker there, too?
Yeah, Booker was there as well. Benz happened to be a teaching coach, or what do they call them? Some sort of like educational coach.
Yeah.
You know, just help out teachers where they could. And she was just down the hall from me. There was no one else in my hallway except for her and another teacher. So I kind of got to know her better than about anybody else, you know, at least on my hall. So her and I talked a lot.
She's been to a lot of places too.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about it all the time.
Yeah, she just went to Russia.
Yeah.
Over the summer.
It's crazy.
I'd be interested in going to Russia. That would be cool.
She was teaching, and if you take her U.S.
Yeah, I know you guys can't see this on the podcast, but my lights are under a under a motion source, and if you stop moving, which we're sitting in chairs with headphones on right now, the light goes off, and it's always kind of startling when you're not expecting it, which I was totally not expecting it.
Her World History and Civilization class, she actually teaches some of her students like a little bit of Russian.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because it's like a different teaching way. I think it's great.
It's a cool language. It's a very cool language. I don't know exactly what else to say.
So you do theater and stuff like that too,
right? Oh, yes. I started doing it... Well, actually, when I was at Imagine Master... Actually, it was at Crossroad. We had to teach over the summer. It wasn't like a... it wasn't a request. It was, you have to teach over the summer. So they asked me what I wanted to teach, and it was theater. So we did some theater stuff. I never was on stage for any of it. I just helped the kids organize shows. We always would do a Shakespeare. We did Romeo and Juliet, a full play, and then we did bits and pieces from other stuff. One year we did Act 5 of Hamlet, which was great because, you know, we had a whole bunch of students that are, you know, playing dead on the floor. It was awesome. Getting killed on stage is one of the best things ever. And we just littered the stage with bodies. It was fascinating. And then at Imagine Master Academy, I started doing the same thing. We did The Grinch there, and then Romeo and Juliet again, just because we got teenagers and all of that. And while I was there, I figured, you know, to be a better director, I'm going to have to figure out what it's like to be on stage. So I literally hopped on, you know, right after finishing that sentence, I hopped onto the internet and Google searched auditions for Shakespeare and found one, and it was Othello at in the Park. So the first thing I ever did on stage since like high school was Othello in the Park, and got killed on stage. And I just kept doing things and kept doing different shows, and I got my first big lead this year, and that was kind of a goal, or that was a goal, is to get a lead. And this year I've also got another lead in a show called Winter's Tale, which is another Shakespeare one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how many like plays or shows have you actually done?
I don't know. I put it on a piece of paper. It's like on a resume that I have. It's like my theater resume, so that I can put it together. And then I turn it in when it's time to put on a, you know, when it's time to audition for a show, so I don't have to fill out all the paperwork.
Makes it easier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it a little bit easier. Okay. At this point, people are coming in and staring at us and going, what are they doing over there? Which I find interesting because they're going, that looks cool. I want to do that.
It's like, yeah.
It is cool. You should want to do this. I feel like I've talked throughout the whole time. This is going to be the Noel Beckley podcast, and I do apologize for that.
No, I like it. Because, like, when you have your teacher, like, I've had you for, what, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I learn something new every time I meet, like, talk to you. Because I don't know.
Good. I'm glad. It's nice to hear your students say they learned something. Yay!
Well, yeah, you're supposed to learn something new every day, right?
That's hopefully the plan, yes. That is hopefully, yes. I'd like to do that as well. I most definitely like to do that.
Okay, so one more question.
Yes.
What is the most interesting story you've had since you started teaching?
The most interesting? I don't know, they all run together after so many years. The Crossroads stories. You know, just... they're hard to talk about because they're never... good stories. You know, they're never happy. You know, there are very few happy endings in these stories just because the deck is stacked so much against people. And it's like that all over the world. I did some research when I was doing some grad work, and I found a treatment facility in Australia, and their outcomes aren't good either. So no one's outcomes, it's like, oh wow, look at this, we have this great success rate for this treatment facility. It's like, no, everybody's about 10-15%, just because when you've got that much stacked against you, it's really hard to make it out. You know, it's really hard to get out from under that shadow. I don't know if I can really talk about too much of these, but I have a student right now. When I was at the Imagine Master Academy, her name is Sophie, and she played the Grinch when we did, you know, play there, and then, you know, did a really good Grinch, really good, you know, facial expressions, very expressive, willing to go out on a limb and do all kinds of weird, bizarre stuff, you know, just had no inhibitions about being on stage. And she was also Romeo in Romeo and Juliet, because we didn't really have a strong guy that did it. The only guy that was a possible chance for Romeo, in his audition, he had his hair over his eyes and he kind of mumbled his way through the whole thing. And it's like, yeah, we can't do this. So we cast a girl in that role, and there was a fake stage kiss, and everyone went, ooh, and all of that. So it was interesting, but we had to do it that way just because we weren't trying to make a girl version of it. We just didn't really have much of a choice. She's the student that's over doing some teaching work, teaching English to, and I hope I'm right that she's teaching English, to students in Indonesia. She travels all over the world. I know she does some, I know she did some work in South America. Maybe I'm getting confused on exactly what she does, because I'm confusing her with another student that she was friends with. Maybe she does like Save the World type stuff, you know, like Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg?
I don't know. Greta.
Yeah.
Awesome. The awesome Greta. She either does the saving the world, the conservation, or she's teaching. But she's in Indonesia right now, and it's interesting to watch her journey to see how much she's grown. And it just impresses me, you know, how much she has done. It's like, wow, that's so cool to see one of your students grow up and, you know, do something amazing. And I see a lot of my students do that. There's a student named Bianca that I was able to follow a while, and she was doing internships at the State House. Kennedy is teaching at some school here in town. It's FWCS, because she's teaching with people that I know. But it's interesting to see her do her stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, this is great to watch my kids grow up.
Yeah.
And Zach. Zach was at Northrop. He was my great sports writer. He was up for, I think he got honorable mention for one of the Ernie Pyle Journalism Awards for sports writing this year. So just really good to see, you know, kids that I had, you know, a small, you know, nugget, you know, like 1/12 of their education. And it's like, okay, good. I'm glad I could help out. Really makes me feel proud.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, like, even when you're teaching, though, too, it's not just, like, a friend relationship. You kind of grow, like, because you're watching them develop, so it's amazing. And like, I know, like, some teachers, they follow their students and stuff like that, but it's gonna be like something great, because, you know, you're like, I was a part of that, like, I helped you kind of lead to that.
I still remember, surprisingly, I run into my English teacher from Harding High School, Mrs. Mergenthal. She's seen me do several Shakespeare plays, and I don't know if she realizes how much that, you know, she's a big part of me liking Shakespeare. Is, you know, her classes in high school, you know, that was where I first, you know, came across it, and then other stuff in high school, and Kenneth Branagh, he's a Shakespeare actor, you might know him as Gilderoy Lockhart.
Oh yeah, that was a little more.
He's a great Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
And I saw him in Henry V, and I went, oh, that is so cool, I want to do that. I find this awesome that it picks up your whispers too. Oh my gosh, we have babbled for 25 minutes. All right.
I feel like we're gonna have. Wait, when are we doing the actual podcast though? Are we doing like on block days or something?
I'm thinking we might have to do it on block days. Okay. I'm thinking. And at this point, I'm going to say thank you for listening, if anyone's out there listening. I'm Noel Beckley. I am the teacher or advisor of the Charger Online. This will be online soon. We're not sure when. We've got to figure all that out. And my partner today is
Alexis Harmon. I'm a staff reporter for the newspaper. I don't know what else to say.
Junior?
Yeah, actually.
Junior, yeah. But you're going to be graduating soon.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to be playing some nice music on the way out for you. So hope to see you back really soon. All right. Peace out.